By all means. Turnip greens, and you know the best green we have here is lamb's quarters.
Oh.
You know what lamb's quarter is?
Yeah.
It's a weed,
mm-hmm.
but it's a lot better than spinach or...
I used to like dandelions.
I never eat any dandelions. If I did, I could go out there in my yard and get a million of them.
You get them young and they're pretty good.
Oh, they never heard of them.
I used to think that. I don't know if they are now.
But I never heard that before.
And corn.
Uh-huh.
You say you'd eat that?
Oh, wonderful.
And what do you call that when you...
Roasting ears?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, later on, after it matures, make hominy.
Mm-hmm.
But roasting ears are one of the favorite foods out of the cornfield.
What do you call the outer covering on an ear of corn?
The outer shuck?
Yeah. And then the hairy stuff that sticks up?
Silk.
And then up above that on the stalk?
Tassel.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
And out in the cornfield, did you raise those vegetables that might be round and have a crooked
mm-hmm.
neck?
Mm-hmm. Squash?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And how about these little round vegetables that have a little black spot on them? Peas.
That's black-eyed peas.
Uh-huh.
I've got an acre of them right out here now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We live on those things.
Oh, they're good, aren't
That's they? The best thing there is.
Yeah?
Black-eyed peas.
How about berries?
Pardon me while you're talking. Now in the north, they call them beans.
Yeah.
And in California, they don't know anything about peas. They call them beans.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, before. They do. Yeah, black-eyed beans. And that sounds so silly to us. We was up there in Michigan. And them girls, we were talking to them people about black-eyed peas, they didn't know what we were talking about. So they call them beans. Only they can't raise them up there.
Yeah.
Too cold.
Got to bring them in.
Huh? You see, black-eyed peas is a hot weather plant,
mm-hmm.
like cotton.
Mm-hmm.
They won't grow nowhere that cotton won't grow.
Hmm.
Now, Johnson grass and cotton and black-eyed peas are all warm weather.
Is that right?
If you don't get warm weather, you can't raise them.
I didn't realize that.
Well, that's a fact. You got to have warm climate.
I guess still water they flourish. We
Why,
sure,
sure.
Have good Johnson
this is a good warm country,
mm-hmm.
still water is.
How about berries?
Well, we had lots of berries.
Strawberries?
Strawberries and blackberries.
Raspberries?
We raised a few, not very many. I've eaten a lot of raspberries, and a lot of people raise them, but we never raised a lot.
Uh-huh.
But blackberries are very prolific, you know. Those things, they just get up and they go crazy making blackberries.
Mm-hmm. How about flowers?
I'm not a good flower gardener, but my wife is.
What does she put them in when she cuts them?
Vase? You mean put them, bring them in the house?
Yeah.
Put them in a vase.
How about melons?
Watermelons?
Uh-huh.
Wonderful.
Others?
Huh?
Other melons?
Oh, yeah, we have the marshmallow.
Uh-huh.
Cantaloupe.
Uh-huh.
Watermelon and pumpkin, you haven't got down to that. They belong to the squash family, didn't they?
Uh-huh.
That's the finest thing there is when you can raise a big yellow pumpkin, you know.
Yeah.
Like a pumpkin pie?
They're sure devils to prepare for pie, aren't they?
Oh, but they're good. When you
yeah.
get them prepared, it's the best.
Yeah.
Pumpkin pie is absolutely my favorite.
Did you get those little fungus things down in the woods that look like sort of like a parasol or an umbrella?
We didn't have in our woods here. You mean mistletoe?
No, these grow down in the leaves.
Well, in the leaves and in the timber?
Yeah.
In the trees?
There's one kind you can eat, the other kind you can't.
What are they, Mom?
Mushrooms and
toadstools.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you're talking about?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, but I've never eaten them, but I've gathered them anyway.
And you say you can't eat toadstools because they're...
They're poison.
Uh-huh.
That's what they tell me. Did you ever, speaking about a native green, did you ever eat a poke salad?
No, I've never eaten any poke.
Oh, you've missed it.
Boy, there's a lot of that in the eastern part.
And there's a lot of it that used to be here, and there's a lot of it here yet in places.
Hmm.
You get that old poke, you know, you've got the best greens there is.
Man told me that kids would go out and gather that and sell it at the cannery.
Well, I didn't know about that. I never bought any, but I've eaten many a dish of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a native, you know, of this country.
Mm-hmm.
Fine greens. It's better than the commercial stuff you buy in the way of spinach.
Yeah.
In my language,
it is. Oh, that spinach now, that's just dismal.